part 10. So there are Yamadutas are still confused, and they're asking, yes, we understand that Vishnudutas are there to protect the Lord's devotees, but why did they take away the sinful Ajamil? And Ajamil was so sinful. He was a dharmic person. And then Yamaraj says, you don't know what is dharma. This slok was very dear to Prabhupada. Dharmam tu shakshat, Bhagwan Pranita. My dutas, actually, the laws of dharma have been set sakshat by Bhagwan, by Lord Himself. The other dharmas, material dharmas, they have been written by the servants of Lord Vishnu. But Bhagavad Dharma, Riyad Dharma, it is Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam, said by the Lord Krishna Himself. Amongst the Nav Yogendra, one of them says that the Lord has spoken from His own lotus mouth how to get liberation. Here, Bhagavad Dharma, the Lord has given from His own lotus mouth. But I am so sorry to say that generally not everybody knows this Bhagavad Dharma. Not the rishis on this planet, not the demigods. They understand about Bhagavad. Not the siddhas, not the demons. What to speak of the manushya, the humans. In the creation, the most heen and most condemned living entity is a human. But how much abhiman and puffed up nature the human has. The most fallen living entity is considered to be the humans. What to speak of the humans? Humans have no gyan. They will stay up all night dancing, but they will not chant the holy name. They don't even know what is Bhagavad Dharma. They will do all kinds of karma kandas, all kinds of yagyas. So Vishnu, Yamadutas say, well, then if nobody knows Bhagavad Dharma, then what is the proof that it is there? First you say, no, there is Bhagavad Dharma, then you say, nobody knows. So what is the proof that it exists? First you say, the demigods don't know, the siddhas, charanas, demons, they don't know. So now, he says, Number 21. He says, Yamaraj says, there are 12 personalities, Swayambhu, Brahmaji, Shambhu, Shiva, Narada, Narad Muni, Kumaraha, Sanat Kumar, etc. Kapila, Kapil Dev, son of Devahuti, Swayambhuv Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, Janak Maharaj, Bhishma Pitama, Bali Maharaj, and Sukadev Goswami. Vyasakhi means Vyasadev's son, Sukadev, and me, myself. Dvadas Etaha means these 12 are 12 personalities. They know the real religious principles, my dear servants. This transcendental religious principle, which is known as Bhagavad Dharma, most people cannot understand what is this religion, always saying Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If you tell Maya Baddha Jeev, do this karma, do that karma kanda, they will, big yagyas, big austerities, they will think that is the real principle and that is the real religion. But if you tell them just chant Hari, they will not believe. What is this? This is so easy. It cannot be, and they will not do it. So Jamaraj says, my dear servants, this transcendental religious principle is known as Bhagavad Dharma, or surrender unto the Supreme Lord and love for Him. It is uncontaminated by the material modes of nature. It is very confidential. And for ordinary human beings to understand, it is very difficult. But by chance, one fortunately understands it. But if by chance one understands, he is immediately liberated, and thus he returns home, back to Godhead. What is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity? This is spoken in Shloka 22. Devotional service, he is telling his dutas. Devotional service to Krishna, beginning with chanting of the holy name, is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society. One should get love for name. One should get love for the Supreme Lord. And how he will get the love for Supreme Lord? By developing bhakti. Most easiest way is to take the holy name. This bhakti yoga, this is the goal. And sadhan or siddhi is name chanting, shravan kirtan, Srimad Bhagavat, to serve the deity, etc. All these things help in developing love for God, love for Krishna. This is the dharma for the living entity, is to chant the holy name of the Lord, to offer obeisances, to serve Him. There is no other dharma. How clear is the pravachan of Yamaraj? Itna hi, that means only this much is enough. Naam ucharan. Only by chanting the name and by hearing this, the Yamadutas, they jumped out of their skin. They said, what is the proof? And Yamaraj said, what should I tell you the proof? You have just seen, haven't you? Didn't you just see, my dear sons? My dear servants, who are as good as my sons, just see how glorious is the chanting of the holy name. A sinful person like Ajamil, that also calling his the name of his son, not knowing that he was chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord. Nevertheless, by chanting the holy name, he remembered Narayan, and thus he was immediately saved from the ropes of death from your hands. Isn't this the sufficient proof of the power of the holy name? He explained to Yamadutas, you have just seen Ajamila Api, even Ajamil, who you are so angry with. This was done, that was done by these Vishnu Dutas. Why it was done? You try to understand. This was because he pronounced the name of the Lord. Pashyata Putraka. With great affection, he is calling them my sons. Just see, only by Naam Uchcharan, only by pronouncing the name, he was saved from your ropes of death. So this is Dharma and this is Pratyaksh Praman, means proof, living proof. So they are saying, number 24. This alam word means one should not take the name of the Lord for cutting the sinful reaction. Simply by nama abhas, the sins are already nullified. To nullify sinful activities is nothing. One, for human beings, Sankirtan Bhagavataha Guna Nam Karma Nam Nam. This is to give love for Krishna, love for God. To cut the sins is not a big thing. Just see, simply by Nam Abhas, Ajamil was delivered. That also he was crying for his son. He did not call God, the Supreme Lord, Vikrushya Putram, Ajamila Api. My dear sons, just see, simply by Nama Bhas, and sinful person like Ajamil, in the condition of dying, and he was crying for his son. At that time, that much gave him, did not just get saved from hell, he actually became liberated and he went back to the spiritual world. So then Yamaduta said, why do other people do such great things for prayaschit, for atonement? When it's so glorious to chant the holy name, why do people do such great things, difficult things for atonement? Number 25. Often in this world, big people, they idam na Vedas, they don't know the glories of Kirtan. Why they don't know? Because by Maya, their intelligence is contaminated. Their intelligence is set in the Vedas' karma kandas. In Vedas, in karma kandas, it is said things to do this and that, big yagyas and so many different hard, difficult things to atone for different sins, and that is they do such great things for atonement, such difficult things for atonement, that they cannot believe that a simple two-letter name can deliver one from not just atone but also give them love. They will not believe. Yamaraj explains to answers to his sons in this way. I saw in Africa one Indian man was making a payment to one native African so much money. He gave in a few large notes, and this man said, no, this is too little, I don't want this. So then he wanted to throw it away. It was just one or two pieces of paper. So this Indian person went and collected a lot of small change and in a big huge bag, and then this person became very happy and collected. So some people are like that, jnanis. They think, what is this one or two pieces of paper? They want a big, huge bag of coins. And this is why they do all this karma kanda from the Vedas. And they don't believe in the holy glories of the holy name of the Lord. One man came down from the Himalayas to do Sankirtan with us. And when he came on the flat ground, he said, my foot does not set, not able to walk on the flat ground. And we couldn't understand. He was saying, I'm going to fall. I asked him why. He said, I walk up and down the mountain and I never walk on the flat ground. So it is very hard for me to walk on the flat ground. And I said, actually flat ground is easy. You're so used to a very difficult path, so the easy path is very difficult for you. So this is the same, in the same way the karma kandis do very hard and difficult tasks. The sun, Mahamantra, is very small. But if on a scale, you put everything on one side, scale, and if you put Mahamantra on one side, yoga, tapasya, dan, yagya, niyam, brahmacharya, everything you put on one side. And on the other side, if you put not even Maha Mantra, just one name, this side will become very heavy with just one name. And everything else on the other side will become very light. You know the eighth Namaprad? This is eighth offense. To never compare the names of the Lord to Vedic rituals. I was not comparing. I'm saying that one should not compare. This is the Shakti, that the holy name of the Lord is so much stronger. Nothing can be compared. This is what I was trying to explain. One should not compare the holy name with all the other means. This is an offense. Evam Nimrishya, considering all these points, therefore, intelligent men decide to solve all problems by adopting the devotional service of chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart and who is a mine of all auspicious qualities. Such persons are not within my jurisdiction for punishment. Te me na dandam aharyatha. Those persons are not under my jurisdiction for punishment. Generally, they never commit sinful activities. But even if they were by mistake, or because of bewilderment or illusion, they may sometimes commit sinful acts. They are protected from sinful reactions because they always chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I cannot give them punishment. They are under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Firstly, he does not do sinful activities, and by any chance, if he falls down and does some sins, he is excused. And we worship the lotus feet of devotees. This is the value of Sankirtan movement. Number 27. Those who are sadhus, those who are samadristis, they are equal to everybody. Those who are surrendered to lotus feet of the Lord, their narrations are sung by the demigods and inhabitants of Siddhaloka. Deva Siddh Parigit Pavitra Gatha. The inhabitants of Siddhalokas and Swarga, they narrate the glories of such devotees. Please do not even go near them. Do not give them any torture. Do not go near them. They are always protected by the club of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord's gada, the club, moves so fast. If it ever comes near you, it will smash your head. So never ever go near the devotees. So today they had a big meeting in the hell. And Yamaraj is stressing, do not ever go near them. I cannot give them, not even Kaal can punish them. Whether they are doing mistakes or no mistakes, this is up to the Supreme Lord Krishna Himself. Not I, not Lord Brahma, and not even the time factor are competent to chastise them. Then Yamaduta said, so from today we should give up our jobs. Yamaraj said, no, don't worry. So they said, tell us clearly who we should bring. So now they understood they should not go near the Paramhansas. Number 28. Tan anavadhyam. Bring those people. I will tell them. I will give them punishment. Who? Those dushtas, those rascals. Mukund padar vind makarand sad jastram. Those who do not want to drink the honey from the lotus feet of the Lord. What is that makarandras? Honey from the lotus feet, Lord's lotus feet? That is the Bhagavad. Krishna Katha. Please, my dear servants, those who have never heard the Leela Katha of the Lord, bring them to me for punishment. Those who are vimukh from Mukund Padar Vinda Makarand Ras, those who do not want to taste the honey from the Lord's lotus feet, bring them to me. What is that ras? Those who are pure devotees, those are paramhansas who are always hearing and chanting. Those who are not hearing and chanting, you bring them. Those who are attached only to family life and worldly enjoyment, which form the path to hell, bring them to me. They have a great desire to go quickly to the hellish planet. But those who have no time to hear and chant about the Lord, who are only busy in family life and worldly enjoyment of sense gratification, now he is going to make it more clear. Number 29. Krishnaya no namati jat shiraye kadapi tanam yadvamasato krita vishnu pityam. My dear servants, yasya jiva na vakti bhagavat guru nam, whose tongue never vibrates the holy name and qualities of the Lord Krishna, bring them to me. So Yamadutas have to look for who does not speak the names and gunas of the Lord. Vakti means to speak, not just to think. Even if they think, it is of their benefit. But if somebody vibrates from their tongue the holy name and qualities, those who do not chant, and suppose Yamaduta says, sir, suppose somebody doesn't have a tongue, he doesn't know how to talk. So he says, Chetas Nasmarati, whose hearts do not remember the lotus feet of Krishna, bring them. Those who do not remember Lord even once. Suppose they, Yamaduta say, what about those who are mad, who are crazy? Then Yamaraj says, Krishnaya no namati yachir e kadapi, means those whose head do not bow down even once before Lord Krishna. That means somebody who bows down their head once even to the lotus feet of the Lord, they can never go to hell. One time one devotee asked, what does it mean? One time means once an hour, once a day, once a week, once in a life, once in a year. Chakravarti Pad has said, once in the life. If once in their life one bows down before the deity of Krishna, once in their life, you cannot bring them to me. Anybody who does not bow down even once, please bring me all such fools and rascals. Of course, this does not mean that we have bowed down once and that's it. We have chanted once and that's it. No. We should chant and bow down again and again and pray to Krishna that, my dear Lord, I am yours. At least once a week, we should go to the temple to offer obeisances to the deities. If not, you can have deity in your house or picture and you can offer obeisances in your house. Bring those rascals and fools and rascals who have never done any of these things. You will find many persons like this. Don't worry. Your job will not be lost. They are, in summary, all Vaishnavas. Person unconcerned with Lord Vishnu are punishable by me. So bring those. Now he is praying to the Lord for forgiveness. Number 30. Then the Yamaraj, considering himself and his servants to be offenders, spoke as follows, begging pardon from the Lord. O my Lord, I am your servant and we have committed... He is praying like this in the middle of all his servants. Not that he is praying, hiding somewhere when no one can see him, his servants can see him, so his servants will not think that he is so ignorant and he is so... In the middle of his all his associated dutas in the big meeting, he folds his hands and he starts praying. So great he is, such a great Vaishnava he is, that he is not afraid to be looked down upon by his servants. With folded hands, we beg your pardon, my Lord. Please be merciful and pardon us. Sukadev Goswami says, my dear King, the chanting of the holy name is able to uproot even the reactions of the greatest sins. Therefore, the chanting of the Sankirtan movement is most auspicious in this entire universe. Please try to understand this, so others can take it seriously.
Number 32.
As much bhakti we get by hearing and chanting the holy name and his activities, we cannot get that much purification by observing vows and Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. The pure devotional service can give love for Krishna, and what to speak of cleansing the dirt from his heart.
Number 34.
Hey Maharaj Parikshit, Sukadev Goswami says, after hearing from the mouth of their master about the extraordinary glories of the Lord and his name, the Yamadutas were struck with wonder. They would always remember these words of their Swami. And now since then, as soon as they see a devotee, they fear him and dare not look at him again. Suppose after this, if Sukadev Goswami is asked, so you told us this history, but what is the proof of this history? Of course, they wouldn't ask him this question, but suppose if somebody did, then Sukadev Goswami says,
35.
This transcendental history, the Vishnu Duta and Vishnu Yamaduta Samvad, this was, I heard it myself from the great sage Agastya, the son of Kumbha. He was residing, when he said to me, when in Malaya Hill he was worshipping his deity, and again, he was holding the lotus feet of the Lord and taking a vow and saying to me that this is a true story. I am telling you the truth. Of course, a great sage like Agastya Muni has no business in telling a lie. So this is the end of Yamaraj instructs his messengers. Please, three authorities, Yamaraj, Shukadev Goswami, and Vishnu Dutas. There are three authorities that spoke in this chapter, in this prasang, about the glories of the Lord. And I would like to thank all other devotees who have arranged for this katha to go on. Bhima Prabhu, who forced me to come here and speak on this subject matter, and to thank the others is thanking myself because they're my disciples, and I am very grateful to all of you, my God brothers. When I am speaking this, I am also hearing. All glories to Prabhupada. Jai Radhe.